Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches Megillah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav, and Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnahs are being learned Le'ilu Nishmas, Mars Chaya, Bas Reb Chaim, Leib Halevi, her Neshama should have an Aliyah, and Le'ilu Nishmas, Reb Avram ben Reb Meir, his Neshama should have an Aliyah. And this Mishnah continues talking about where we're going to lean from on specific days. B'Chanukah, B'Nesiim. On Chanukah, we lean from the Parsha of the Nesiim, which is from Parsha's Nasai. That's because Chanukah was also when the Chanukas HaMizbeach was, and we know that the Nesiim brought special karbonos by Chanukas HaMizbeach. Purim, Vayava Amalek. On Purim, we read Vayava Amalek, which discusses destroying Amalek, and we know that Haman was from Amalek, and his downfall was on Purim. Rashi Chadashim, on Rosh Chodesh, we read Uvrashi Chadshechem, which is from Parshas Pinchas, B'Mamadais, which we discuss in Seches Tainis, B'Masa Bereshis, we read from Parshas Bereshis from the beginning, B'Tainis, on fast days, Brachas Uklalois, we read from Parshas Bechukaisai about the Brachas and Klalois, and that's to remind ourselves that the reason why we have terrible things happen to us is because we don't act like we're supposed to, and if we do tshuva, then Hashem won't bring bad things upon us. And the Mishnah clarifies, Ein mafsikin b'klalos. We're not going to stop in the middle of the klalos and call up a new ayla, a new person to the Torah. Ela echad kairas kulan, one person reads all the klalos, and we know that nowadays, when we read parshas b'chukaisai, the b'kairi is usually the one that gets the aliyah. Now talking about regular days, b'asheni v'chamishi u'b'shabbos b'mincha, kairin kisidron, on Monday and Thursday and Shabbos and Mincha time, we read like the regular order, which means we read from the parsha of that week, ve'ein oyin lahem min ha-cheshben, and that doesn't count as part of the cheshben, which means that Shabbos in the morning, when we read from the parsha, we start from the beginning, even though we already read from the first aliyah, Shabbos Mincha time, Monday and Thursday. Now the Mishnah explains what we learned in this Mishnah and in the previous two Mishnayas, why is it that we're going to lane special things on special days? And that's because Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, v'hidaber Moshe hasmeade Hashem al b'nei Yisrael, and Moshe told about the Mayadim of Hashem, the Yom Tovim of Hashem, to the Bnei Israel. And what do we learn from here? Mitzvasan shehu karin kol echad ve'echad bizmanoi. The mitzvah is that we should read about each one of these Mayadim, each one of these Yom Tovim, in their time. So when it's Yontif, we're going to read from the Torah where that Yontif is mentioned. And moving on to Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph. Hakaris Megillah, one that's reading the Megillah, Aymed v'yoshev. He can either stand or sit if he wants. Now this is not like somebody who's reading from the Torah. Someone who's reading from the Torah has to stand. Kara echad, karua shnayim, yatzou. Let's say one person read the Megillah, or two Balei Kari read it together. People are still yotze. Now this is very unique, because usually we say, tre kali loy mishtame. Two voices can't be heard. And we know that's true even in regular conversation. When two people are talking at the same time, your head gets all mixed up, and you're not able to pay attention to either of them. And that's why two people are not allowed to lean from the Torah, because you're not going to be able to hear either of them. However, Megillah is different, because Megillah is chaviv. It's so beloved. We love Megillah. So even if two people are reading the Megillah, we're going to be able to pay attention to them, and that's why we're yaitse even with two balei kari of the Megillah. The Mishnah continues, Makam shenagu levarech yevarech, v'shalai levarech lo yevarech. If it's a place where they have a minig to make a bracha, they make the bracha, and if it's a place where they have the minig not to make a bracha, they don't make the bracha. Now this is talking about making a bracha after the Megillah. However, in regards to the bracha before the Megillah, everyone has to make such a bracha, and we know there's actually three brachas that we make, Al Mikra Megillah, She'asu Nisim, and She'achiyanu. The Mishnah continues, now just talking about regular laning, Vashenu V'chamishi V'vashabbos V'mincha, Karen Shloisha, on Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos Mincha time, we call three Olim up to the Torah, that's a Kayin, Levi, and Israel, and Ein Pachsin V'ein Masifin Aleim, no doing less or more than that. We know that on Shabbos, we call seven people up, and sometimes if there's a Bar Mitzvah or a Simcha in Shul, we might even call more than seven, but during the week, we only have three people. And also, Ve'en Maftirin Benavi, no reading of Torah during the week or in Shabbos Mincha time. And lastly, the Mishnah tells us, HaPesech V'chaisen B'Torah, the one that begins and ends off the Torah, Mevarech Lefaneh U'lachreh, they make a bracha before and afterwards. Now, this is unique to the times of the Mishnah. In the times of the Mishnah, the first Ayla, the Kayin, he would make the first bracha on the Torah, Asher Bracharban Mikol Amim, and Asalon Sarasai Bracha to Hashem, Naisen HaTorah. And when he finished his Aliyah, he would not make a bracha. Levi would also not make a bracha. And the Yisrael would not make a bracha beforehand, but he would conclude with the bracha, Asher Nasalon HaTorah's MS. However, already in the times of the Gemara, they were metakein that every single Ayla is going to make the bracha before and afterwards. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Beis and Gimel, continuing to talk about laning. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.